Oh, my dude, what's good?
Yo, what's good, my dude?
Nothing much, man. Same old bullshit. You already know, different day. Nah, we're blessed. Today is a good day.
It
Definitely
is.
a good day. For sure. For sure.
100%. I mean, just because, like even neutral days are good days, man.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like I got up at 12, work. I was. See, the beauty is I got to take a break in between doing work type shit. That's why I'm doing it right now. But I got to go out and enjoy the sun, got to go do some shit, right? So, and I still woke up at like noon.
That's good, man. How was the weather there?
Weather's all right, man. It's getting warmer, which is nice.
That's good. Yeah, it was like 65 today here.
That's good, right? Like that's getting better.
Dude, that's great. What the, it was just like negative 20.
Yeah, right.
Like last week, like that shit was crazy, like mad crazy. So, yeah.
You think that's legit weather, or you think we're getting tampered with?
Listen, the reason I know it's tampered is because you just need to look at Texas. They've never had this weather. That just shows you
Yeah.
how this weather
Exactly right.
never happened. Like people don't understand. It don't just never happen unless like the world's about to end. That's
Yeah.
what I'm telling you, simply put.
Like hell freezing over.
Yes, like you know what I'm saying, like the crazy things, because the world's about to end, like these crazy things just have to happen at this point, because that's just what's about to happen. These are the events
Why
of
not? It's the end of the world.
right. These are the events that's about to unfold. So other than that, it's definitely yes. And like it could be both of them. That's the thing of it. Like it could be that a cataclysmic event, just of the stars, eons, everything just happening how it is supposed to. And then like they work on top of that and just try and spin it their way. Like, simply like this. Aliens supposedly could come, could be literally here to just help us create a new world, help us ascend to a new world. But what are they gonna say? They're here to kill us, invade us. You know what I'm saying? Put us in fear. So now we don't wanna connect with them because they know why they were really sent here. You
Yeah,
know, so
man.
they can spin anything if we don't know, if we really are not aware, if we have no awareness at all.
Yeah, I was talking to or a couple of people today or this morning were talking about the they call it the NAA, which is the Negative Alien Agenda. And I was like, yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's legit. Right? There is something going on, man, of course. I mean, and the other thing though is like let's be real. Let's be real. Are all pit bulls bad? No. Are some of them? Yeah. Right? Just like, some golden doodles are bad, some human beings are bad. Some types of plants are bad. Some types of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's always like a negative within the bunch. Right? So, on that, you know what I mean? Like, there will be some bad aliens.
Oh no,
But
for sure.
that doesn't mean that all aliens are bad.
It's just like the Draconians and the reptilian shapeshifters. Not all of them are bad. People are so asleep. A lot of them are
That's
here to
right.
help us. I'm telling you.
Dude, we live in a time where if someone were to say, I'm Jesus, people would have been like, I don't believe you.
Right. No, I already know. Like you can't tell me you don't know in your past life you've been on something like this. You don't just wake up in this life and be this woke. You don't just wake
Yeah.
up and have this awareness. You don't just be born with this, and this is one of your first lives that you've come into this awareness. There's no way you were doing this before. Simply,
Yeah.
like in some way, shape, or matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, telling you. So,
I'd say so, man. I'd say so. 100%.
I feel like every world that we create, because we create our own realities, I feel like every world like is really based upon the last world. Where else how, you know, I just feel like, because that's how everybody does anything. Like, we base everything off of what's already there.
We base, like, if you really think about it, man, we base our reality off the day before.
Right. Because where else would you base it off of?
Exactly. So right. If it's, you know, that's where we get the idea of, you know, like, it's always been this way and it'll always be this way. But the truth is that it hasn't always been this way and it won't always be this way. Exactly. It's just this way for the moment, and then it'll switch and shift. And, like, leave it up to human beings to think that they were, one, the only thing that ever existed, and then, two, thinking that this is the only way that we've ever existed.
In these bodies, people don't understand. I know the truth. We used to fly. Think about it. Where did they get... I don't know. I just thought, I watch too much movies. I've seen too much. Where do they get these ideas? Minecraft. Come on. They know, because they know that's how this world is. That's how we're really supposed to create. Think about this, too. People do not think about this. Why is this a word? Breatharianism. Why is that a word? The reason I ask that and say that for the people that's listening is because you would say that's not possible. Right. We would all say that's not possible to be a breath, to be, to have.
Right. To live off of breath.
Right. But why is it a word? Why is it a word? Yeah. Exactly. That shows you we were not supposed to even eat. I'm telling you, our bodies were supposed to be that connected into the ether. We're supposed to live off the actual life force energy, which, if you think about it, has to be the energy that's around us, because that's keeping everything held down.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping everything in place. If you think about it, that is the energy of the whole world. Like, simply, where does wind come from? Nowhere. It's always there. If you think about it, it has to always be there. It just, different times, it can be available in different increments of speeds, but it's always there. The wind has to always be there. Because where does it come from?
100%.
You never see the wind. You literally never see the wind. So that alone shows you energy is literally like that.
We live within it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's why that's like a fish in water, man. It don't recognize that it's in water.
Yeah, it don't. Right, it's like, this is where I live. What is water? What's water?
What is water? This is my. Right. It's oxygen. It's thing, right? Like, it's
right.
It's what it gives it life, and that's what it lives off of, right? But to us, that's death, and to them, that's life. And you reverse it, right? Like, it's, there's a lot. Right. Like, I wrote this out. This is like, nobody gives a shit about what I tweet anymore, which is super nice.
But so really, trust me, that's how I even first met you. That was crazy.
On Twitter?
On Twitter, you remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do.
I messaged you, and I remember, like, the thread. It was something about a train. I swear it was something about a train.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was something about a train. It blew my mind. And I'm like, no. And I literally thought, I'm like, the way this dude thinks is exactly how I think.
Yeah, like, man, out of the dope. Box.
Yeah, and then I had to connect with you. And ever since then, like, yeah.
We've been good. Okay, yeah, so I wrote this. I wrote, this is how I feel about the world we live in. Okay, me. McDonald's is bad for you. Most people. That's just your opinion. Almost everyone else. Stop judging and be more inclusive. Me. But it'll make you unhealthy. The world. That's misogynistic and reeks of patriarchy. And then I put three emojis. I've put, like, the hand raise, the face palm, and then the two hands up, like, what the fuck's going on? That's what the world feels like to me, dude.
Really?
Like, you legitimately can't give honest feedback to people without them getting hurt.
Oh, like, okay, yeah, being critical, you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, but think about it. McDonald's is bad for you. Is that not true?
That's a fucking fact.
Right, but, like, but if you think about it, how people look at it, they'd be just like, that's your opinion, though.
No, and this is exactly what I'll tell you in my book. My book is not based upon opinion. It's facts. I promise you, I do not care. I stand on facts. Mm-hmm. Talking about love, it's just true. Like, what are you talking about? God, the Most High, the universe looks at love first. What are you talking? It's a fact. Is that, you know what I'm saying? It is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what, like, we think, it's literally a fact. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? So I see what you're saying. Like, some things are not really, it's just the truth. Like, if a fact isn't a fact, what's the truth?
Right.
What does the truth stand on? The truth has no basis. Just like money, it's not. It'd be like the truth not being backed by anything. It don't make sense.
But it's only truth is only truth is backed by time.
Whenever it was true in that time.
That's right. That's it. And then we have to move on from that. We have to be flexible with truth. That's the problem. That's the issue that we have. Like when something becomes so, like 1,000 years ago, cars didn't exist. But that doesn't say that cars don't exist. We know that they exist right now. They're true in the time that they exist in, but they're untrue in the time they don't. Like, it's just is.
I'm blowing my mind with that one. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, time is everything. Okay.
It is. So, like, truth is relative, man. Truth is relative to the time and space that it exists in.
And listen, on this podcast, I really wanted to cover into this theme of retention.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Because I've been, man, some crazy shit's been happening in my favor. Like, I'm telling you, it's honestly, like, I'm going to tell you, like, honestly, because, like, of course, you're my boy. Like, it's to the point, like, and for the people that listen for the podcast, it's like, it's going to sound crazy, but, like, everything submits to me. And I'll just tell you. So, like, for the podcast, you know, fuck it. Yeah, my ex, she had called me the other night, this and that. Talking about she got an apartment, you know what I'm saying? So I was just talking to her and shit. And then, like, I had to get my car. I had to drop off my car in Kansas. And she lived in Kansas. So I'm like, my mom was maybe going to need to do it, but, like, she wasn't feeling the best. So I wasn't trying to have her do it, drive all the way out to Kansas. I live in a whole different state. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's not close, like 35 minutes, 40 minutes. Driving, so I'm not trying to have my mom do that. So, like, I asked her, she was like, at first, she's like, no, I'm not doing that. And then I go back, ask her again, she's already getting ready, about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what changed your mind? In my head, I didn't say that. I'm like, what change? You just told me no. And then, I mean, yeah, she picked me up, this and that. But it's like, this has been happening so much with what I do. People just, oh, yeah, of course with you I'll sign up. Of course this. Like, it's just getting to the point now where, like it's not even like it's benefits. It's just like, I truly feel like this can, like, truly, like, be the state that you stay in. Of just constant things going your way, because I'm not gonna lie, on this streak, I'm not kidding. About 95% of my life have been going my way.
Mm-hmm.
About 95%. There's been 5%, of course, just life itself. Of course, I make mistakes. Everybody, you're always gonna make mistakes, of course. But yeah, only about 5%, I feel like. Everything else has gone my way.
Dude, that's super
like,
dope.
Like, I feel like literally I'll manifest anything. Like, it's just to the point now where, like, I really do want to, like, teach this. Because, like, if this can work for me, this can work for anybody, and I promise you. And, like, I just feel like it's a lot deeper than what people even talk about. I feel like it truly, what I feel like is this. This is what I was thinking about the other day. This is what it does. It makes you the ultimate magnet to everything of high vibrations. I promise you, simply put, everything has to work out in your favor. Simply.
Because you're a high vibration?
I'm telling you, and you, listen, because I know this is exactly what's happening with what I'm doing. I'm just attracting those realities because I'm already on that vibration and the realities are right there, just like we already know. Every reality is already cemented because nothing is cemented. You see what I'm saying? Nothing is real. So, of course, that reality, you starting the animation studio right next to Disney is real. Yes, it is. With you being the head CEO, it's real. Right. You see what I'm saying? Everything, it really is. But we just need to use our mind because it really, everything is already there. It's on a high vibration. That's simply all that it is. It is on such a high vibration that we need to attract to it. And this literally puts you on it. There is nothing else as a man that is going to put you on it. It doesn't matter how much you pray. It does not matter. I'm telling you, there is no way. There is no way. This is the strongest thing you can do, possibly. So,
well, it's because you're taking control of yourself, right? That's mastering self-control.
Right. Right. 100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Which is tough. Which is the toughest thing.
Well, especially since we grow up with it so readily available, like everything so readily available,
right.
Pushed to us, over sexualized.
Right.
Especially
right.
In America.
Especially in America, that's a fact.
Well, plus, I think apparently foreskin also blocks the sensitive areas from rubbing against like our pants and like underwear and like all of that shit. Which is like, if you think about it, lowers arousal, right? So like all those young, like everybody that's circumcised is obviously like a little bit more stimulated. Like already thinking about it, right? So, but yeah, no, I can see that, man. I can see, because like really it is a master your own domain.
I'm telling you, like, this shit is crazy. Like, I don't know, just living it is just insane because you literally see, like, your life was not like this before. Like, you just have to really sit there and think, like, there is no way. Like, no, it was not like this. I'm telling you, everything is just different. Everything is just different. Like,
this is your second time really going for it too? Like, didn't you do like 90 days before?
Yeah, I've done 100 and I think 11 days before. My highest streak. So this one, I'm already at about close to 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other night, man, them urges was killing me. Them,
like, boys, after you're seeing seeing your ex?
No. That was today. No, that was today.
So just like randomly.
Yeah. It was one of the things like late night. It was just like crazy. Like, yeah. Like I will say the higher days you go, they're going to become stronger. Just obviously. But like, yeah, it just try to get me. But it's them thoughts. That's what shows you your mind is a battlefield. That's a whole nother podcast for 3 hours. Your mind is a battlefield. If you don't understand, you're walking outside. You already lost the day. You already lost. Before you even walked outside, you already lost. What are you talking about? Because you lost it in your mind.
That's right.
Because you already lost it in your mind when you woke up and thought negative about the day. You already lost it because you manifested a negative day. And people wonder why the day is like shit. Because you already thought it was going to be like shit. You woke up, today's going to be like shit. What do you think it's going to be? Come on, we just need to wake up, bro. That's what I'm saying. People are asleep. They don't understand how powerful we are. They don't understand we are co-creators. We are creators. We are creators. We create. Like, we can create. We can do what we want. We choose to do what we want. People choose to live how they want to. Simply. Just like you choose to live how you want to, you know, live.
Like, dude, which that's is what great. I'm trying, at least.
You choose to be your own boss. You know what I'm saying? You choose to do what you want to do.
Yeah, but that's like, what I do my best to show people that, but it's super tough for them to really, like, grasp the understanding of how much of it is your choice. Like, yeah, life does suck, and sometimes you get, like, the raw end of the deal, and you just got to deal with some like really shitty stuff. But like, it's a choice to stay in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? Like, yeah, the circumstance might suck. 100%. But like, get out then. Move. Shake. Do something. Like, you're not a prisoner. Like, are your hands tied behind your back? Are your feet tied? Are you, like, locked in a room? Like, what's the situation? Why can't you actually, like, what's the, you know, what's the thing that's standing in the way of actually accomplishing what the fuck you want to do? Not you, but, you know, anyone. Like, what is the, what's the excuse that you want to buy today about not going after what you want to do? What excuse are you going to sell yourself today?
And that's what that positive thinking puts you on, to put you on the other spectrum of that. If you make no excuses because you're too positive.
That's right. Positivity is a negative. Like, positivity can be, like, too much positivity can be negative as well.
You have to be real. That's another thing. We have to be real. We can't be fake. You don't understand. That's what breeds people, to be able to act like other people. Like, nobody should be able to act like anybody else. We are all made that
unique. Mm-hmm.
Act like yourself, we will all be different.
That's right.
In some way, shape, or form. Identical twins, I've seen them, I know them. Act different. Talk different. Why? They're the exact same. You know what I'm saying? Why are they different then? Because everybody is every being is different. No two tigers, no two lions. No, nothing is the same. Like, nobody really talks about that, but it's the truth. Nothing is really the same. It's all different in its own way, in a sense.
It's because it's designed that way.
Exactly. No two dogs will ever look the same. The exact same. There's no way.
It'll be... So, the system doesn't like redundancy.
Right. Always something unique to itself, yeah. To being itself. Right. So, like I said, just go back to not being fake. Be who you are. That's what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying about can't always be positive. Life is going to throw curveballs. Life is going to, trust me, fuck you up. Throw Mike Tyson at your ass and knock you out. You don't have to get up. You're gonna
That's right.
Do it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to live in that negative, because in the darkness, through positivity, you have to be you can't stay in the negative. Your life will be shit. But through that, see why, you know what I'm saying, it happened. Learn from it and pull it out from a positive and see how you could be better from this, how this made you stronger. Because I can tell you from experience, and this is just a fact, everything is really just to make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is make you who you are stronger as a person.
Pretty much. For the next right. moment. And it'll make you stronger for the next right. moment. And it'll make you stronger for the next moment. Which, guess what? Mm-hmm. Makes you stronger for the next moment. And that moment makes you stronger for the next one. And eventually you die.
100. Facts.
But until then, every moment can make you stronger for the next one. But it's super difficult for us to see that mm-hmm. or accept it.
Man, that's why I just try and be happy. You understand? Like, why stress? Like, why do this? Why do that? Like, man, I got a mortgage. I got this. Bro, I don't stress. I don't even be tripping on shit. Why? What if I die tomorrow?
Exactly, dude.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand. Like, I'm stressing. Like, bro, if you think about it, most people don't pay off their houses. Most people don't do this. You know what I'm saying? That they think they're going to. You know what I'm saying? Like, we think, you're going to do this.
They never pay off their student loans. They never.
Right. Right.
People. Mm-hmm. I get it, and they would say that I don't, you know, it's not a choice, but, like, let's be real, it was at some point, wasn't it? Like, at some point when they were kids, they got to choose, make choices that led to them being adults making choices. And, like, if the choices aren't working now, then you gotta, like, go back into that past and rewrite your decision-making. Nice. You know, like, it's not up to anybody else to make those decisions for you. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if that's a struggle, then, you know, like, you got to do something about it.
100. No, I couldn't agree more. I'm telling you, like, all this goes back to same retention. Like, truly, like, your life, you will simply, like, live your best life not trying. Like, not really trying to. Because you'll just already, like, be on your purpose. It forces you to just focus on your purpose. Yeah, and, like, perfect your craft. And, like, honestly, it makes you a genius. Like, I've just become, like, in what I do, like kind of like a genius. Because, like, I take completely different notes now. Everything is different. Everything is more precise. Everything is just different.
Well, I think...
And, like, I wasn't thinking like this. Like, my brain... That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's a deeper than what we think. Like, I'm telling you, my brain was not firing like this before. Something is, like... It's like something has clicked. Something is different in my, like, little brain that I truly feel like could be documented because I know it. It's just obvious. I literally see it, like... It's not if and, like, it's just you see it and you know what, like, it wasn't like this before.
Yeah, you feel different.
It's just obvious. You just feel different. You just feel like this energy. Like, so I would definitely recommend, look, this is what I'm going to say. Because are you going to retain? Is everybody going to retain 10? Like, no, it's not even so much about the exact time. All I would say is this. This is to the viewer podcast and to YouTube, but just kind of everybody. Like, if you could go like 3 months out of the year, I bet you do way more every year than you would. I promise you probably in the other. I mean, not. I wouldn't say in the other six. The other nine, but I'd say probably like six. You're gonna do what you do in 6 months within 3 months. I'm telling you, simple, probably even faster than that, because you're just everything is gonna like just start submitting to you. Just like this, just shows me you attract what you are. Everything is the vibration. And this goes back to, I don't eat meat. I truly feel like that's a big thing too, because I do feel like that greatly lowers
the vibration. When did you stop? And it just,
I feel like I stopped like probably like sometime last year, like the start of last year. And I'm not saying it's something that's like a deal breaker, but at the end of the day, energy is energy. Our body knows the difference. Your body knows the difference between fruit and something that's dead. We can't sit here and lie to it. Our body's way too smart. The smartest invention, smartest machine that people don't really talk about. Like, our bodies are. We're literally walking computers. Think about that. We can go in water. Can a computer go in water? People don't even, you know what I'm saying? People don't think like that, though, like, because they don't want to tell you, because they know. They study the body. They know the truth. That's why they give you what you go to the pharmacy and get. Exactly. Like, so. And, I don't know. I just feel like it has so many benefits. This is why they don't want to tell you. This is why it's not mainstream. It'll never be mainstream. And what's crazy is whenever I see all these millionaires and billionaires, all I see is people that have been on semen retention, people that have used their sexual energy and transmuted to every one of them, men or women, every single one of them, every one of them. Just like in Napoleon, Think and Grow Rich, he literally said, nobody becomes a genius unless they use sexual transmutation. Not one person is ever and ever will. And I said, exactly, because I know it makes sense. It makes sense. This is the strongest energy that there is in the whole universe. So, of course, if you transmute this, yeah, you probably will live your best life, because this is the strongest energy. So you are, think about it. You're being a magnet. And you, your magnetic energy is the strongest energy that there is known to mankind, known to us. That's what your magnet is made of. This is what I'm saying. The realities are going to have to submit to you. And this is what I'm saying. We truly do create our reality. Like, it's like we do. Like, truly. Like, we literally create our own reality. Your mind. Your mind
creates. 100%.
And wills it into existence. And then, of course, it's deeper than that. You have to be doing a lot of different things. Of course, it's not just that. But, like, if you're on semen retention, I can promise you, you are going to attract realities 100 times faster than you ever thought you could. 100 times. The longer you go, simply. Because what it does is it keeps reabsorbing your body. And that's what shows me, like, this energy truly is your life force. So that's what it is. Your body is keeps reabsorbing it. And then, since everything is actually happening within, it manifests within first. So then that's why you see it so fast. Because you already were so positive and already knew what was going to happen. This is why we talk about millionaires that they lose money. They know they're going to get it back. They will say it right after they they spoke it into existence. They knew it. They already knew it. They already manifested it before it happened. So, yeah. And they have confidence.
They're they gain that confidence through going through all that stuff. They can go all through that stuff because they
exactly
have control in themselves. Yeah. Exactly. Self-control is huge.
100%.
Like, I struggle with my biggest self-control issue is, like, frustration. Like, just not getting frustrated at people.
Frustration, yeah. Oh,
you know, that's like, I'll be saying something and someone, like, especially when they just don't listen. Like, when I'm doing my best and they're just like, nah. And I'm like, how do we go anywhere with this? How do I assist?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because you're not even trying to listen.
It causes a divide between us because you're not willing to listen. And so, you know, like it's makes it difficult. There. So I'm doing my caps. I just completed the whole. Like, it's good, man.
Oh, those
I completed
coming.
The. Yeah, I completed
good?
The order.
That's good.
But I still have more oil, so I gotta make. I just want to finish that up, right? And then and then I'm going to set up that soundboard and do some tests and see what's up with that.
Dude, that thing looks dope.
Yeah,
what is
soundboard.
That? It's a soundboard?
Or something. It's a Rhodes Podcaster. That's what it's called. It's got no.
Does it make beats?
No, it's for like channels and shit. So like I could have four mics set up. And record it.
So people, like them podcasts, like the real ones.
Yeah, dude, I'd be able to run a four-person podcast right now in my house with it. I'd have to go get three more mics. Like I'd have to go get three more stands, three more mics, and three more sets of headphones. And I'd be able to have a fully running basic studio. In my place. Yeah. That's
that'd
a start,
great,
right? And it like records everything.
That'd
I bought a 64 gig micro SD card and yeah, I have it. Like and I didn't like skimp on the stuff. Like I bought the proper equipment for it, so it should be good. And it is good. Like, it's solid stuff. That's what I mean, right? Like, I did it. I did that on purpose. Like, I didn't want to question myself with the mic. I didn't want to question myself with the board. I didn't want to question myself with the, um, you know, with any of the equipment. Right? I wanted to make sure that once I bought it and once it was good to go, that I would just have it. So I actually put some actual money into it. But it should, I have a 2-year warranty, so, you know, whatever. But it should last anywhere between 5 to 10 years, as long as I keep it well.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, that's really good to hear, because I really see, like, oh no, I just feel like you definitely are going to, like, do something in entertainment.
You're going to do something for sure, man. I was already testing it yesterday with some people. Yeah, I was playing. Mm-hmm. They would come on and they could, like, request a song and I'd play it. It's dope, dude. Like, it sounds pretty good for, like, for the setup and whatnot. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It's a dope looking setup.
It is. It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick.
Dope as hell.
Yeah, we're about like, I would say 30 to 45 minutes away from me setting that up. So like second hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Second hour, I'll be good to go. I just have to do like probably like 50 more caps, and then I'll be able to pack up and get the fuck on with it. Like I did. I'll have done about 900 caps today. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Make me feel like I do shit today. I still made some money. But God, goodness.
You got to do it, right? You got to work.
Oh, man, business. Business is
I got lucky, man. And you know what, though, dude? You know what, though? You know, like, how you're, like, you're talking about just asking and it's been given? I basically, so a buddy of mine was just like, well, when do you think you could get that set up? And I was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to make an ask for next week to see if I'll get, like, I'll ask for, like, an extra order to come in. And I'll be like, I should be able to have it all. Like, I should be able to get all the equipment by next week. And like 2 days later, a buddy called me and said, hey, I need this. And I texted my buddy back and I said, well, if all goes through, I'll go grab the stuff tomorrow and I'll see my buddy this week and I'll have all of my stuff. Like, I knew I was going to get it, dude. I knew I was going to get it. But the other thing is that I also knew that I already had the cash to get it. Like, it wasn't like I was on the desperate end, right? Which gave me some security to know that I could, you know, like, even if a sale didn't come in, I could squeeze out or I could save up a little bit here and there, right? And get it in, like, April, right? But I knew that I was already okay with, like, everything else, right? So I could invest in this because I see it as an investment. Right. And, you know, like with Clubhouse, et cetera, it's very possible that I'll be able to rent myself out and eventually get that thing paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Even, dude, dope. Even if it's $50 a day, not even $50 an hour. Dude, if I was doing $50 an hour, I could get this whole setup paid for in 30 hours. Like a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if I was charging what I would want to. Like, if I... Because I would probably charge, like... But it would be 30 increments of whatever I do. Because, like, let's say that I just, like, do it for the day or, like, do it for, like, however long the room's open, but I do it for $50. It's then paid for. But I'm hoping to do it... Mm-hmm. Here's the scam. I'm hoping to do... Hoping to get people... I'm hoping to get my buddy in Florida set me up a Cash App. Card, right? Get me set up for an account with Cash App, and then I'll just get everybody in America to put money into that Cash App account. Well, yeah, well, it goes like when I go there, I don't have to worry about money. Yeah,
gotcha.
Right, like
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? I hear. Shit. I wouldn't want to worry about it either.
Right? Because I can be making USD here and getting it transferred, you know, getting it put onto a card there so that when I go there, I just, you know, my buddy just gives me the card and I'm good. Right?
Nice.
And if he ever needs it, then it's in, like, safekeeping for the network, right? Plus, then I have disposable stuff so that we can do network, like we can get products going on down there, right? Projects. Mm-hmm. Right? Because, like, again, like I said, man, I see this as an investment. Right? So,
yeah. Just like everything.
Right? And so, like, but with investments, I want it to, it's, you know, I want it to earn its keep. So, you know, turn this, you know, I might have, all I'm doing is transferring energy, right? So I transferred energy into this board, then I'm going to transfer that energy into something else and transfer that energy into something else. Like, you know, if I get t-shirts made, then I'll transfer the money into, you know, like all the sales from the t-shirts will get transferred into something else. Right after,
right.
You know, or like we'll just put it into whatever projects we need to put it into, right? With the idea that then whatever comes back from that goes into the account and continues to replenish. I just want to go to the States and never have to worry about cash.
Shit, if you came out here, trust me.
Oh, for sure, dude. But I'm not talking about visiting. I'm talking about living there. And when you live in a place, you got to be able to hold your own. Yeah, man.
Are you saying come move to the States?
100%, dude. My people are there. The world, dude, trust me on this. The world's a piece of shit no matter where you live. Who you're with matters. Who you're with matters so much more.
That's facts.
Right. At the end of the day, I'd rather be with the people that I love and want to do stuff with me than be around people that don't even give a shit that I'm alive. And I'm not talking about my friends and family here. I'm talking about the locals. These people don't give a shit about me, dude. Trust me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very few people here give a shit that I'm alive. Neighbors. Neighbors.
Live by.
You know, they don't care.
Right.
They got their own shit going on. Why should they have to care?
Right.
But, so, you know, if that's the case, you know, I'm taking up space for somebody that would want to be here. I bet you there's a ton of American people that would want to change places with me.
Yeah, there really is. That's true.
I would trade places with anyone in America.
Yeah, you could definitely. What would you want to do out here?
I want to do Wonder Tree, man.
The exact same thing.
Get School for Imagination up. Get the animation studio up. Get the cannabis stuff up. Get the lifestyle up. Get all of it up down there. There's no point doing it here. One, cost too much, and there's not enough people. Plus, there's too many Asians. Asian people live differently, man. They do. Like, I love it how they think, like, people, like, bag on white people. But, too, Asian people do not. Asian people care about black people less than white people.
Yeah, no, Asian people know what it is.
You know?
I'm not even trying to be like that. No, for the podcast, I'm saying it because, like, their morals are like, I don't know. I just know, like, oh, where I live, there was this restaurant, and, like, this guy, like, he, like, killed his cousin or something because, like, she wasn't working hard enough.
You know?
I know it sounds crazy, but for the podcast, like, I'm telling you, it's a real story. Like, you shot her in the head. Like, she wasn't working hard enough. And, like, and then they're, like, their country, like, they take that seriously. Like, if you're not, like, working hard,
What's your problem?
Like really, like I'm telling you, I'm not playing. Like, you better work hard.
Well, there's a.
I'm telling you, yeah, difference.
There's a condition in Japan called karoshi, which is death by overwork.
Mm-hmm.
They legitimately, it's an honorable death. Yeah. Because you died, you. That's See, right, man. You died while working. You pushed right, yourself to that limit. Like, why?
He was a hard look ever. He literally died on the floor. Like, what? Like, no,
and not even for their own like, personal gain. Like, for somebody else's. They're not doing it on their own businesses. They're helping other people fucking build businesses, right? They're dying.
Right.
You know, how's that any different from the military?
Right.
Those assholes are fucking going out shooting people for their 100%. Fucking for their company. It's even fucking called a company in military. Right. If you think about it, that's what the group collective is, right?
Thanks.
That's your company.
100%. It's all different sections and say yes, privately. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Prisons too.
So Michael Jordan's been invested in prisons.
Why the fuck? That's foul, man. Why? Does he want to get people out, or does he want to keep people in?
Think about it.
He wants to start a prison basketball league. I bet you there's a bunch of talented people. Wouldn't it?
Honestly, that would be dope. They would just
nah, let him fight.
They just need to keep it organized.
Have it like hockey.
No, don't let them fight. The reason I say that though, because it's a gentleman's sport. Is not like hockey. I mean, it's just different. Hockey, yeah, that's what they do. They being fought. Basketball for like, it's meant to just be like you don't need to have all that strength and this and that. Yes, okay. Yeah, if you're trying to go to the damn NBA, dunk on LeBron, yeah, you better be 6'10", 250. Duh. Like, of course. But, like, you don't need to be, like,
the craziest. I bet you they would put restrictions in anyways. Once it starts getting with money, they like to protect people, right? They wouldn't let their investments fucking just go out there and...
Hell no, they wouldn't. No, of course not. They put millions.
All right, those guys became a product.
Sure, they. Right. Sure, are they paying for all them training sessions with the best trainers in the world? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, they don't pay for anything because they're an investment. Right. Like you just said, it's all paid for on their behalf because they're an investment.
That's right.
So
let's see. 913 caps. Is that right? No. I'm correct. It is 913 caps. Fuck. Wow. All right. Good for me.
Wow. That is a number.
And it took me like 5 hours. Less than that, like 4 hours. 10, like it took under 10 hours to do like all of the whole thing. Like burning, like, cause to do all of it. So I had to like burn the oil, mix it together, then put the caps in, do that type of shit. That's not bad for 10 hours.
Not bad at all, my man. You definitely stay focused, do that. Shoot, 10 hours.
But I spent it over 2 days.
Time, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, but like
okay, over 2 days.
I think that's all the work that I'm gonna have this week. like the physical work.
Right. That's good, man. Somebody's out there breaking their neck.
That guy's not me.
Sure.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Not me either. Even if I was put in that situation, I'm not going to stress because I simply don't care. This world does not scare me. Like, I've just seen too many things.
It's not worth it.
I'm saying, I just can't. Like, it's not worth it. It's all it's trying to do is take me into a different path of where I'm actually supposed to go. Simply. So. Yeah, I'm usually going to say focused.
Give me a second.
Okay, no, you're all good.
My bad, dude. I'm back.
Oh, no, dude, you're all good. Yeah, like I said, just with this pretension, like, I would really, like, recommend it.
You know what, dude? I'll give you the kudos on that. I felt great. I did it for, I think I did 6 weeks, and now I'm going to go for, here's the thing. So I'm going to go for 2 weeks, but I might just continue, right? Like, I've been doing tests, but I also wanted to, like, I want to learn the effects, right? I want to learn the understanding of it, right? If I just do it for the whole time, but I don't understand the intermediate in between stuff, I feel like I'm missing a little bit of the process, right? Of not necessarily like, you know, like growth comes within the struggle, right? So like, right. So I figure like going like, okay, well, what is it like for, you know, if I'm off it for 2 weeks, oh, this is an amazing high. Okay, well, let's see what this is like. Oh, that's, you know, okay. And then, you know, so, you know, I release and then I see what the next week is like and I start all over again, right? And so far, like, it's, I don't even fucking blink, dude. I just go to bed and I wake up and I continue going, right? Like, it's super, like, I legitimately have to hype myself up to want to like go the other route. Right. And dude, the easiest thing is just don't turn on porn. Like, that's literally the simplest fucking avenue for abstinence, right? Like, you're going to, like, it's almost as if you're like, it's 100% guarantee that you will break your bond with yourself, right? But what I've learned too, though, is once I've completed that bond, so like, it's kind of like not drinking in the workplace, but then after work you can drink, right? So I'm just like, okay, well, I concluded this now, you know, there's, it's consequence and guilt free in my opinion. And you know what, dude, I literally didn't feel bad breaking my streak. Right. But I also made a, I don't even know what it is, like a new agreement that said, okay, that's what 1 week was like. Now let's do two. That's right.
And just right?
And eventually it'll build up to, like, by the end of the year, I'll be on like day 90.
Right, and you'll have seen through the process. I understand.
That's right.
Everybody's journey is different, man. There's no right and wrong to this. You do what you feel you need to do. That's what you know what I'm saying, feel you need to do. And that's exactly what you need to do. I can assure you of that, simply. So that's definitely what you need to do then. Mm-hmm. I don't even think of it like that.
Right, and that's all I do is build a new pack with myself every single time. Right, and the way that I looked at it, once I finally got serious about not eating meat, I stopped eating meat. It wasn't a withdrawal thing. It wasn't a, you know, and I'm going to have to do the same thing with cannabis. I've noticed that I'm smoking it less and less and less and desiring to smoke it less and less and less. So to me, that means that I'm more than likely not phasing it out, but putting it more in the background. Right? But I'm still going to more than like, and the, but the other thing is that I am, you know, still, it doesn't mean that I won't have cannabis. It just means that I'm not going to be smoking it. Right? Like giving my lungs a break, but I'll still, you know, like I have caps. Right? So I'll always have stuff on hand.
Right.
I might not be this, it might just not be for smoking.
Right. I might do the same thing myself, man.
Right? Because, like, smoking's not really doing much for me anymore. Once it, like, and maybe that's just a tolerance thing, and maybe I just need to stop right. for, like, a year.
Maybe it's me, too, because, like, damn, I can get in your face, like, two or three.
I go for, I roll four joints and go for a walk and come home. I don't feel a goddamn thing, so it all is, like, all it's doing now is damage to my fucking lungs. It's like, but the other thing is that I think is really fucking, that this is what I'm considering, and I'm probably, people would probably be like, you're wrong about it, and I have no fucking clue really. But the tar and whatnot in, like the, not the tar, but like the oil and whatnot, the buildup and everything like in our lungs from cannabis and whatnot, my guess is that once you stop repeat offending and hurting your lungs, that stuff can help heal it. And it'll like soak into your lungs, and I don't know if it'll like repair them, but the damage will probably, unlike regular smoking, I feel like the damage will go away.
Right. No, listen. That's probably backed by science, but they'll never show you that. Simple. I mean, simple. You know why, obviously. But no, it honestly probably is backed by like some real scientific evidence that they will never show us. Simply.
You know, so and that's going to be my... I'm going to see how that works. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. More than likely, like I've always wanted to do this, so I'm going to I'll probably do it then. Probably start on like the 15th and go a month. And go to like on the 15th of March and March a month into April. Yeah, because that's my birthday.
Into April?
Yeah. My birthday's April 15th. Yeah, so.
Oh, that is your birthday.
That's right, man. It's coming up slowly.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
It's like a month and a half away.
Coming up.
That's right,
man,
dude.
Man, big blessing, my man.
Dude. That's the best part. Yes, right? But yeah, no. You know, planning on giving my lungs a break. And then, you know, like, again, reassessing the situation there. Right, and will I smoke during my fasting and absence, or you know, like supposed abstinence? Yeah. There's a good chance that I'll, but it just won't be as much. And if I don't enjoy it, like, dude, I stopped enjoying dabbing, and I just cut it the fuck out. Yeah, like it was super easy to cut the fuck out.
I mean, some things are, some things aren't. That's what's weird.
Oh, dude, this is the best news ever. I always like it when the work's done. Yes, sir. I'm not gonna fucking clean shit tonight. I'm gonna fucking.
You think exactly like me.
This thing can be, I just have to soak them, right? So the pill trays, the cap trays that I make the caps in, they, like, some of them have oil on them and shit, so I just need to So clean them, dry them, that type of shit. Right? But other than that, I just need to put these caps away. And put these caps away. Dude, that's awesome. It always feels good to have work done.
Thanks.
Okay. Right.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Gotta do what you gotta do out here for sure, I'll tell you that. That's why we should do if you can.
That's right.
What you have to do. Cause it won't be a
That's
job.
That's pretty much it, man. Like, I didn't look at this as a job. This was just something that I had to do to unlock stuff to go collect it. And, you know, now I have, now I have like,
100.
You know, 100 and something extra caps that I don't have to give to jack shit because they've all been paid for that I get to keep. Or they've all been covered. You know what I mean? Right?
Damn.
Well, yeah, that's what people damn. Don't quite
that's,
get.
That's wild. That's pretty yeah. wild, honestly. Pretty wild.
Like, yeah. Wow. Like I have 100 and something 50 milligram caps and probably like 180 50 milligram caps for indica and like 80 sativa ones. So I'm set for a bet. And it's all covered for. I don't owe anybody anything for them. And yeah, dude, it's pretty sick. People just don't understand the amount of work and effort that I put into shit.
Sure.
No. Ever.
Oh, they don't see it behind the scenes. That's a fact. They don't see all the long hours. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
But the good news is that I get to set up this little rig. Okay, I'm going to save this. That can just go there. Oh, this is awesome. The own, yeah. Let's.
Man, I can't wait.
Let's do this.
Set up in action.
You can come here. Let's pop you here for now. You can come here. I just want to. I'm just gonna clean up for a bit. Fuck, man, people listening, going, this ain't professional shit at all, and I'm like. Then stop listening.
Stop listening. That's facts.
You know?
That's like, somebody.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Dude, I just put these in here without a label.
All of
them? Who the fuck does that shit? Right, man. 50 milligram. Shatter caps. Nice. Because I have sativa ones in there too. And like they're labeled, but it's probably good to have everything labeled. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so that's good. I'm just going to put this there. Okay. There we go. That feels like a long day, man. 100%.
That's the best day, though.
100%, man.
Because... I don't know. It's always good to just feel accomplished.
Agreed, man. Agreed, man. Man, feels like you were successful.
In some way.
Like you did something.
Dennis. Right. It's like what you wanted out of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because on top of that, See, retention does help everything. So, like, if not go your way, go smoother. Like, definitely powerful. Men need to at least look into it more. Like, some people don't even want to try it or even look into it, which, I mean, makes no sense. So,
I'm with you, dude.
Like I said, it's just we need to take it more seriously, simply. We can't make nobody, you know, do anything. But I can speak from experience in saying, like, it makes everything like a magnet. It makes everything like a magnet to you. So why would you not want to be a magnet to your dreams? Think about it. Exactly. Everything you really
want. Of course, man.
What if you were a magnet to it? Meaning that it's just coming to you. You're not really having to do that much as before. You're having to do 10 times as much but not seeing as much result. You have to do 10 times as less but see more results. What's the catalyst? Seeing your attention.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Alright, let's set this beautiful thing up again. All right. So that's that. Okay. This is the problem with having too many goddamn wires, my man.
Oh, and I'm not gonna wire that.
Yeah,
myself.
That's what happens. Okay. Dude. So when I get this all set up, I'm gonna test it just to switch over to the Bluetooth, and if it picks up and everything works, then we won't have to reset. But if it doesn't, I might have to call you back.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. There's that. Now here's this. You probably don't know who this guy is, but a buddy. Yeah. Do you know who MC Jin is at all? Yeah, he's he was on like 106 in Park back in the day, like battle rapping. Yeah.
Oh, battle rapping. Oh, shit.
How do I get this on again? Why am I so dumb? Here, let's do it this way. Yeah, there we go. It's always better to do it the easy way. Why are you not working? Come on, no.
Man,
yeah, dude. I was never into it. But I understood why people liked it. Yeah, let's do this.
I wasn't into it like that myself, but like it was just interesting to watch. I never like took it serious. Like I'm about to go up there and just battle rap somebody. Like, no.
Right. Hold on. Ah, maybe I got it right. That's right. Right. Let's do this. Okay, hold on. Let's do this. Yeah, I just find it like honestly, dude. I find it unless it's clever, it's just super boring. But yeah, no, he was like on Clubhouse. Lupe Fiasco was, and then we're kicking it.
Oh wow, yeah, he's Lupe. He's been rapping, singing for a minute now, for sure. Lupe Fiasco, whatever his name is, for sure they said it. But yeah,
dude, Lupe was like. It probably is still one of my favorite rappers. Yeah. Like I could put on his music and listen to it easily. I'm sure people don't really care as much for him. But do you know his song Mural? Yeah. Yeah, I'll play it once I get this beautiful thing set up.
But I think I've heard it. I don't remember last song.
Mm-hmm. Like he's got that song Superstar. But no, he's you know, he had his moment. All right, there's that. Definitely the messiest setup today. Here's this. All right, we're good there. We're plugged in. We're going to turn it this way. There we go. All right, you still with me? We're close.
Yeah, man.
I'll fix this later. Oh, it can go the fuck up here, too. That's awesome. It was supposed to go in there. Okay, hold on. You go the fuck down there. What the fuck? Sorry, dude. I'm just putting the mic together. My roadie didn't show up, you know? Sound check guys didn't show up today. Gotta do it myself. I learned how to. I had to do it the first day to set it up, right? So, oh, that's where it came from. No, this fucker's right here. Perfect. Okay. Fix that later. Dope. That's all set up. That's all set up. That turned the fuck on. That's beautiful as shit. That doesn't need to be so high. Hello into the microphone. That works. Yeah, let's format it. Cool, neat. Yo, testing the microphone. Let's make sure that this is working. Oh, you can hear me, but that's not the mic yet. This is still going off here. I'm still going off of the iPhone headphones. Yeah, hold up.
Okay.
But that is working. That's great. Okay. That's in. That's working. Okay, bear with me. Okay, Lando? Hold on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're in there. You're in that headphone. Dope. Okay. Okay, let's see if this works.
Yo, yo.
Lando, can you hear me at all?
For her wedding, I will handle the lion's share.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There. Can you hear anything now?
Yeah, who's that talking in the back?
That's a TV show, dude.
Gonna even out pretty quick.
No.
Sounds promising.
Okay, hold on. Here.
Yeah, I can hear like the background.
Actually, no, fuck it. I know what song we're going to play. All right, so it's like a. I'm not gonna play the whole song because it's like 8 minutes. It's almost a 9 minute song. Can you hear this?
Oh, okay.
Is that loud enough? Is that clear?
Yeah, I can hear that.
And it's clear enough?
Yeah, no, it's loud enough. Eh? Yeah. Yeah, it's clear enough.
No, this is through my soundboard.
Yeah, and this is through the mic.
Like, so I'm speaking through a mic.
Oh, the soundboard.
Right now.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
I have headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
And I got my soundboard going. So this is playing through a computer. The song.
Oh, that is. Gotcha. And then just synced up with that. Okay.
It's not bad, right?
But shit, that's actually pretty cool for. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Shit, it reminds me of like a studio, like a real studio.
Yeah.
Right. Like for real.
Right, and then I can lower it. Can you still hear it? Can you hear it there?
No, not anymore.
Is that still safe?
I can hear a little bit. Yeah, I can still hear it.
Okay. Let's go. I'm gonna turn that down. You still there? All right. How's the microphone sound?
Yeah, I'm here.
That's dope. Okay.
It sounds good. It sounds real clear.
Let's just talk. That's pretty cool. Do you have a song that you'd want to hear? What's like the latest thing you heard that you thought was good?
What's crazy is lately I just been listening to beats. I haven't really been listening to any songs. I've been listening to the beats too.
You're more of the a beat guy?
Just like lately. And I'm telling you, let's go back to the same retention. Like, I'm just like, I like the. Like, it's listening to the beat, the melody.
Oh, I feel you, dude. I've always been a beat guy.
Like,
forever.
Right, I feel you.
So you can't hear this right now. Yeah.
The background?
How about now?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, Lord, I got questions and I need answers.
Now?
Trying to understand your vision. All I see is damage. It's a bunch of dead bodies in the street.
But it's
campus.
Only like barely?
A bunch of lost souls.
Yeah, I can hear that.
We supposed to be your children. I thought we family.
And
you supposed
that?
To be my father, bro. I need answers. We don't need to die young. We just need chances.
Yeah, but
tired of living on that edge,
yeah,
so we keep scrambling. Trying to talk to these strippers, but they keep dancing.
Okay.
We just want me number one. Like...
That's dope. I'm just trying to get like level. Situations, right?
Yeah, that one.
To like, to know like when. So like, one of the ideas I have is to do a playlist type show where you know, we go back and forth talking, or like just even doing like music shows with people and going like talking about songs and playing them. So like I would need to have, I would need to know like levels, right? For when like everyone's quiet. I've been dreaming star life in every different hood. If only you can bring it back, Lord, I wish you would. Give us Biggie, give us Pun, give us Triple X. Take that nigga Trump with you, that's the biggest threat. But I dig that guy's beat. Right? The beat's tight.
Right.
So I feel you on that. Oh yeah, dude. Join the Lucas is like,
you know what I'm saying? Come with. I ain't trying to overstep
this one reason. Got a lot to say. Give back, I love what to take the evil with you. Send them sucking straight to hell. They don't need a vision. I need you to give us back Martin Luther. Take Martin Shkreli. Give us back Malcolm. Take R. Kelly. R.I.P. Lil Snoop. Get that boy's life back. Take Eric Holder. Give us Eric right back. I'm sending you this message, Lord. I hope you hit me right back. But yeah, no, like one of the things that I also want to do is start working with producers and MCs and putting them together and seeing what kind of music we can create too.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
100%.
But yeah, okay. So, I'm trying to think of like, semen retention is such an interesting topic. Do you think it's going to catch on? Or do you think it'll be like a lost art type thing? Yeah.
Semen retention? It'll definitely catch on because the planet, the vibration of the planet is rising. Mm-hmm.
Like we won't be able to help but evolve.
Mm-hmm. You can help yourself and you can serve God, helping other people with unselfish love, caringness, you know, a lot of traits, but you'll probably ever know who really cares about you just from the bat.
I think the one thing I got to get used to is having this mic right in front of my face.
Yeah, like I said, I remember looking at the setup. That definitely would be different than, you know, just regular headphones. You know what, though? Yeah, I figured it
out. I put it to the side. I can angle it better this way. Mm-hmm. I still sound okay, right?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, and some of them you can't angle, so it's good you can angle yours.
Mm-hmm. Dude, this is the best mic stand / microphone that I've ever had. I've never had many. But, or like,
really?
Including like being like used as well. Yeah. Like, it's got a nice heaviness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a good sound to it. The frame is metal and it's spring loaded. And like it's weight loaded, right? So the microphone is weighing it down, and it's got like a really, it's nice, dude. Yeah, that's dope. I'm glad that it all works out. Let's get back to the regular scheduled program.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we? We've been all over the place, man. Like, I've been, dude. Oh, fuck. I should tell you about this. So, I don't even know what to describe him. He's like a health wizard type guy. And he does, like, cupping, but it's, like, extreme cupping. Where, like, he puts these, like, things on your back, right? But they, it's almost like octopus tentacles on your back, massaging your back, but it can hurt. And it's supposed to help with like inflammation and shit like that. And my back was like legitimately red, like with like had like all these like little red marks or like big red marks on it. and like my neck was the worst, but he was a pretty smart dude, and he knows a lot of shit, and he's just like, the majority of our issues, or almost all of our issues can be tracked down to our feet and our tailbone. How we stand and how we sit.
Wow.
And like he has these devices, and like, dude, who knows if they're real or not? Because like, it's still like, it's science that's ahead of its time. Because it what he does is he gives you two Q-tip, right? He cuts a Q-tip in half and he gives you two ends, and he's like, okay, put your saliva on me. So I put my saliva on both, and I gave them back to me. He put them into these, or like you put them into these two little containers, and then he loads these containers into these things that kind of look like toy handguns in a way. And when it's in your auric field, they point at you, and when they go outside of it, they open up, and it's to get to know how strong certain areas and centers of your body is. And so I got to find out that my neck is weak, and that my solar plexus is weak, and that like certain areas and like my gut is, you know, needs improvement, and that a lot of like areas on my left side could be strengthened and whatnot. And we went through a whole bunch of stuff, but he showed me this thing, and like I had already purchased one after I saw like my friend had it and tested it out, and I knew that it made a difference on like my posture and my sitting and whatnot. But he has these cushions, and he was like, okay, sit on the floor. So I sat on the floor, and he's like, okay, watch this. And he did his test, and he'd been doing these tests over and over of like walking into my field and walking out, and showing that how the things move. And I know it's like not easy for like you to understand how it works, but if I can get video, I'll show you. But he got me to sit down. So I sit down, and he shows me just like normal sitting position, just how off balance and out of sync I am with like everything. And then he gets me to sit on his like the cushion that he designed, and my power center was like more aligned, and like my field was bigger and whatnot. And he's like, see, like that's the difference. And he's like, I can be making this stuff up, right? But it legitimately is. And he's just like, the feet, and he's like, this is what Eastern medicine also practices too, that the feet and the tailbone are like super important. But us in the West, we don't care at all about that shit. Mm-hmm. You still around, man? Okay, dope.
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-huh. But yeah, that was my, I did that on Sunday. Oh, man.
Well, it's not so long ago.
And then, and the coolest part, though, so he has this other machine, or this other device, where like you lie down on the floor, and like there's obviously a mat underneath you. You lie down on the floor, and you put your head under this. It looks futuristic, and what it does is it's this thing that it's like a face shield, but it like locks your face, and it goes over your head. But it's a good distance apart. It's like at least like 6 inches to 8 inches like away from your face, right? It could even be a foot. But it's this really, really amazing blue light that then your feet then go into this machine that sways them back and forth, and it's like a really good, it stretches out your hips and whatnot. So like I legitimately had it on full blast like for that, and but the blue light, dude, I did 5 minutes of that and came out feeling super tranquil. It was amazing, dude. Yo, yo, yo. Mm-hmm. You want to pick this up another day?
Maybe, what about Friday?
Should be good. Tomorrow, or Sunday on. Extend it into next week. No rush, though. I know we'll get there.
Sunday next week.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, we can definitely connect in. It is about 12:01 where I am on my end. So
go get that sleep.
Okay, gotcha. Appreciate it. I will connect in and we'll just see sometime this week. You know, obviously no rush on both of our ends. So we'll just kind of see when our paths can meet, my man, connect. But it was a good podcast.
Have a blessed night.
Definitely, my man. Always. All right, you too, my man.